Proclamation number 5256 of 18th of November, 1951. Seemingly loveless aids of God. I will save you from the distress of the soul. The body's adversity will pass, it will not last forever, but the soul's adversity will not end with death, but you will take it with you into the spiritual kingdom, and there you will only become truly aware of it, for on earth you can numb it with worldly pleasures and joys. And this is precisely the misfortune, that you don't use the time on earth to help the soul, that you don't remember its state after the death of the body, when it vegetates in agony and darkness and suffers unspeakably. I want to help it out of this adversity. However, my help will always have a painful effect on the body. Your earthly life will be affected by my help and not to your joy. I have to inflict severe hardship and suffering on you humans. I have to disturb your earthly well-being. I have to painfully intervene in your customary life in order to bring you to your senses, in order to wake you up from a state of deepest sleep where you leave the soul without help. And so I inflict wounds upon wounds. And yet, it is my fatherly love which is to resort to these means in order to save you, my children, from eternal ruin. But whether you benefit from it is up to you. All my means can also remain unsuccessful, and then you will still only see and demand the world. 18th of the 11th, 1951. Then you will have pronounced your own judgment. Then you will voluntarily choose a fate which is dreadfully painful and lasts for an infinitely long time. I know this fate of yours, and therefore I sometimes intervene so harshly in your earthly life that you no longer want to recognize me as a God of love, that you therefore often reject me completely or rebel against me and thereby hand yourselves over to my adversary. I only want your bliss. I have no other aim than to snatch you from spiritual death, to give your soul a glimmer of light so that it can find its way when it enters the spiritual kingdom and can no longer work on earth. The soul continues to exist after the death of the body, but only when it can be active in the spiritual kingdom does it enjoy its life. And I want to help it achieve this and constantly encounter resistance on the part of the human being who only pays attention to and loves everything external but does not think of his soul. You only pay attention to the shell, but you forget the core, and it alone is the true, the imperishable, for whose sake you live on earth. The hardship and suffering on earth will increase the closer the end is. And blessed is the person who lets it affect him, who recognizes the transience of earthly things and strives to acquire imperishable goods. Only a few will come to realize through adversity, and yet, for the sake of these few, I often allow a large number of people to lose their lives, for their bodies will not lose anything. But the souls will still have the opportunity to ascend in the kingdom of the beyond if they want to. But those I have won will thank me eternally and also recognize the most severe suffering as a means of my love, without which they would be lost for eternity. My plan of salvation has been planned from eternity, and thus I also foresaw the completely deprived state at the end of this redemption period. And I saw my adversary's dominion over people's souls, but I also saw the few who can still be won. Every period of redemption comes to an end with violent interventions on my part in order to wrest from the adversary what is not entirely under his control. You humans who believe in me, be alert in spirit in the last time before the end. Recognize where my admittedly harsh means of help are involved and where my adversary has his hand in the game. Do not doubt my love, but recognize it in every event, in every earthly adversity, in every natural disaster. It always concerns souls which my wisdom recognizes as still capable of change and to whom help shall be brought in their spiritual adversity. One day you will also be able to measure my love when you see the dreadful fate of those who resisted me and yet cannot be forced to give up their resistance. But as long as this earth still exists, my love is constantly endeavoring to save souls from the endless time of darkness which will follow the end of this earth for my adversary and his followers who are incorrigible. Amen.